This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and we got some theme music going today.
Yeah, because we're all along the watchtower. We're watching what's happening with the election today.
It is the election day. We will have results of some of these money measures and the school board races, which has made the community kind of interesting this spring. So you're listening to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. This hour we're going to talk about, some good stuff. And tomorrow, I have a special guest tomorrow. I'm bringing in a CPA, and we're going to talk about the tax bill and what it was like. This first processing after the Trump tax bill went into effect for 2018. So that'll be interesting. We're going to have Mike Blanchard from Johnson & Glaze come in. So I'm looking forward to that. I didn't want to ask him during the tax season. But now that he's got the full tax season behind him, how did that affect our local Salem Kaiser small businesses? What kind of returns? You know, so you saw somewhat sensationalistic things on the television shows and the national shows, and people want to bring out one person's experience and say, oh, the whole thing was broken and this didn't happen. And, you know, 14 people tweet and it thinks it's a material. But anyway.
Right.
So tomorrow will be great. Get Mike Blanchard on and talk about some of those things and some of the importance and who wants to work with a CPA versus H&R Block versus doing it themselves. A lot of people are confused about the delineation. It's like, so I just do it myself, like, because I can go online and use X software and so forth. Because certainly a lot of those are advertised, and they advertise free, but you can't actually functionally use it free. That's kind of, I just can't believe
it. Well, you can use it for free. It's just to file costs you.
Yeah, it's really, I'm surprised they're getting away with that.
There should have been a lawsuit.
Advertising.
Yeah.
My son's application, we went through two different free software processes, and one of them advertises all the time, and the commercial, they just say free, and all of that.
Yeah.
But he couldn't actually, well, one, none of them filed the state one for free.
No.
So they say the federal's free, but the state one is overpriced. So that's not really free. And two, if you want to include the information that he actually needs to include it, that form, it's not qualified for our free deal.
Right.
So if you want to file that, then it's that. And then suddenly it's $110, $120 to do these things. And you might as well have had a preparer do it face-to-face.
You're right.
Anyway, there's that. So who should be filing online and just simple, right? Who should be going to one of these tax preparers? Because there's a different level of skill and expertise for a tax preparer. And a lot of them are very qualified. And then some people should use the CPA.
Correct. It just depends on the type of business you have, kind of things you need to write off.
How complicated it is.
Yeah, how complicated it is.
How much advice that you need.
Right.
Because sometimes it's one of those cases where you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
I've had friends in business that didn't know that they had accelerated depreciation schedules, or they didn't know that they had job creation credits, or they didn't know they had, you know,
because the software doesn't it doesn't tell you that. By the way, I got a letter from the IRS.
Oh, that's never good.
Last week. Well, I thought it wasn't good. But it was like, hey, we made an adjustment to your tax return. And if you agree with it, you don't have to do anything. Okay. I looked over the thing, and I don't know what they adjusted, because it was all the same. And we're like, okay, we agree with that. We don't owe any money. So that's all that matters.
That's a good one. All right. So it's election day, folks. I hope you have your ballots in. If not, be sure to turn them in. There's a number of money measures illustrated on the Statesman Journal website. And there's money measures in the Canyon and, of course, Polk County for school districts, for fire districts, for building new schools and so forth. So we'll hit on that a little bit later. One thing I want you to think about and call us today. I want somebody to call us, because the concept I've been toying with, I've been wanting to talk on Newsmakers for a long time, is how we vote with our wallets, how we vote, what we're going to do, and who gets our money. Mm-hmm. I'm a consumer that likes to tell, you know, likes to send the message, I'm not willing to give my money under those circumstances. There's a lot of times where we could be more active advocates for what our families need and what we need. Then we don't speak up. And without getting really nasty or sounding like you're just an argumentative cretin or something, you know, tell them, I'm not going to do business with you because of this. And so what happened? I'll give you a little example. It happened a few months ago. I was in a liquor store. It was between Christmas and New Year's. So I'm buying stuff, right? And I'm in the liquor store, and I call my wife, hey, do you want anything special?
Nice of you.
I'm buying this for this, and this for this person. You know, do you want anything? An employee came over and told me I couldn't use my cell phone in the store because they were cell phone free.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like what?
In a liquor store?
I'm calling.
Is it a
my
state
wife.
Liquor store?
Yeah, well, they all are. But
okay.
I'm calling my wife to see if she wants something. Yeah, we have a policy against that. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I went to the counter, and the woman's like, everything okay? I'm like, well, I didn't appreciate being told to hang up my cell phone. It's not like I was, loudly conversing, some private data or anything. It was just
right.
Simple. Anyway, the issue was, and this was on the west side, so they said, well, there's a college nearby and people can take orders for people who are underage, buy liquor for people underage, so we just say no cell phones. I'm like, well, okay. So that's your choice to have the policy, and my choice is I will not return to your store.
Did you buy stuff?
Oh, yeah, at the time,
Okay.
But I'm not going back. I haven't been back. It's, 5 months later? I drive by it. I'm like, no, I'm not going in there. I don't like their policy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should apply to me. I'm like, do you know how old I am?
Right.
I'm like, I'm not buying for some minors, and if I did, they could have texted me before I walked in. I mean, does your policy, other than irritating your customers, does it really prevent anybody from buying for underage people, the intent of their policy, as they explained it to me? So all you're really doing is inconveniencing your customers. I mean, if they're there and they're like, okay, well, so what does Jimmy want? All right, what does Danny want? And then and they start pulling all these bottles. And that's one thing. But please, I'm like, told them how old I was. and I'm like, I'm talking to my wife,
right?
And it's New Year's Eve. I'm like, wow, yeah. You told me to hang up my phone because you don't allow me to use my phone in your store because you somehow think that's going to prevent an underage sale. Whatever it is, I respect their right as a small business owner to have a policy that they think is in their best interests. I just don't like the policy, and I will not give them my money. Right? Anybody else have a story like that? Give us a call, 503-393-1430. Before we go to break, I'll give you some examples. 15 years, Comcast Cable did not get a dollar from me, and there's a reason why.
Right? I can't wait to hear this one.
What's another one? All these reasons. Grocery stores.
Yeah.
The grocery stores. Apps and websites. Things that just like, you know what? If you need to know where I am for me to give you my money, I'm not doing it. Anybody have one of those where you just think your privacy rights are just like, or just your privacy concerns? Like, I'm sorry, I want to buy a chair. You don't need to know where I am, right? I can tell you how to pay for it and where to ship it. But if it's to me, some of those things have gone too far. And there's a grocery chain I've been into. I'm not going back. Why am I not getting back? Because I have to be a member of their club. And we're going to take a break. I'll tell you about this one. But first, I had to be a member of the club. That was bad enough.
I know that one.
And now it's worse.
What?
Now it's worse. I'll tell you about it after the break. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. We're talking today about the election. And also, I'd like to call us and let me know how you vote for, as a consumer, how you vote with your pocketbook, with your wallet, with your cash. Have you had an experience with a retailer, an online vendor, anybody, where you said, you know what, your terms, I just don't agree with, and I'm walking away? So let's hear about it. 503-393-1430. In your ballot boxes, got to get them in today. Got to drive them to the drop site. Of course, we have the school board races. So three contested races. And that's big. I mean, three contested races, that could be a very big change for the dynamic of the school board. And the school board makes all sorts of policy issues.
Yes, they do.
And how our kids are educated, and especially where the dollars are spent. So the race that really interests me is Danielle Bethel, who we had on the show, and Chuck Lee.
And we had Chuck's, on the show as well.
Completely different demographic, running for completely different reasons. They have different focuses and probably different supporter groups. So that's going to be an interesting race. By the way, folks, if you're new to watching elections, some of us, you know, we turn on the evening news on a big national election and what have you, but you can get the results tonight at 8 o'clock if you're in Marion County. About 8 o'clock, a little bit after, they'll post their count. So you can go to the county clerk's website in Marion County, and there'll be a button there somewhere that says election results. And you may have to refresh and refresh until they post them. But you, if you're curious, hey, did this bond, did this levy pass, or who's going to make me my next city, school board member, you can find it on the county clerk's website in Marion and in Polk County. All right, things that people are voting for today. We've talked, of course, at length at Newsmakers about public safety in Polk County, but Sandyam school districts, their schools are looking at almost $18 million.
Ouch.
Yeah, to build schools for the Sandyam schools. So that's pretty big for their tax base.
Yeah.
It's a good size. Not, it pales in comparison with $600 million. We passed for Salem Kaiser, though, so it sounds like
numbers,
a bargain.
Yeah.
Right?
A deal.
Jefferson has Fire District has a money measure on the ballot. If you're in the Jefferson Fire District, also the Idana and Detroit Fire District, and those things are critical in terms of, it's not like Detroit and Idana ever have forest fires near them.
No, threaten
houses and so forth. So certainly fire districts and school districts, be sure to get your ballots in. All right. I promised the rest of the story on this grocery chain. So further, it just kind of bothers me that you go and you try to buy cherries and they're $6 a pound. Or if we have your name, address, and phone number, they're $3 a pound. That just kind of irks me, right? So I've never really liked it, and I tend to avoid it, that store, that chain. Frankly, I'm like, don't spend the money for whatever rewards or incentive or club program. We just swipe that out and just give me better prices on groceries. Okay, so, all right, this is their marketing thing. But it really bothers me that I can't get the good price. Unless you, and I'd say that at the counter. I'm like, why can't I get the good price if you don't have my phone number? I mean, you don't need to have my phone number to sell me Cheerios and bacon and eggs. You know, it's
right.
Like,
yeah.
So that's always bothered me somewhat. And then I kind of got around it because my folks were members.
Oh.
I just punched in my folks' number just so I could get the member price.
Don't
tell them.
They're right.
I'm using my parents. And the woman literally told me, well, we don't even check. You can put any phone number in there.
Oh, wow.
Like, still, it's the principal.
Yeah.
I'm not the world's most anonymous person. I'm talking on the radio. I'm not the most anonymous person, but you don't need to know my address and my phone number to give me a good price on cherries.
Right.
Right? Does that bother anybody else? Yeah. If that bothers you, if I'm the only one and you think I'm crazy, you can call me anyway. But 393-1430. But then I was in the store again. I had to stop. It was on the way. Needed some things. Oh, it wasn't good enough to be a club member. I had to have their app on the phone to use the coupon.
What?
Oh, you need to have the app on your phone. And I said, well, I didn't know where to get this coupon. Well, you have to have the app on the phone to get that price, to get that deal. So now you need my address and the phone number, and you need my mobile device. And you're probably asking the mobile device for permission to tell you where I am.
Right.
Right. And that's the thing that's really getting me. I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist ranting now in terms of, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's so many apps I've loaded on my phone that want to know where you are.
Yeah, location services.
They don't need to know where I am. There's one for my cellular carrier, mm-hmm. right? And I have this app in my cellular carrier, and they want to know where you are. I said no, and it wouldn't load.
It wouldn't load?
Nope. It will not function. It will not open unless I say, yes, you can know where I am. Why does it need to know where I am?
You're in the store.
Suddenly, Snowden comes to mind. Suddenly, I'm like, hey, wait, what, is this what Snowden was talking about 10 years ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why? You don't. There's no business argument for them to know where I am, right?
Right.
So it's got to be the NSA. I mean, they're looking after Brent DeHart.
Yeah,
they are. They're looking at me and finding, where's Brent DeHart going, and where does he buy his barbecue? Adam's Ribs. He was to Adam's, right?
Right. Anyway, you have to load the app on your phone, and you happen to be in the store. They don't need to know where you are because you're in the store.
Well, it's irrelevant. It's like, I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
exactly. I get it.
I want to be an anonymous purchaser. I just want to come in and patronize your store. And you're basically saying we will not treat you right if you're not in the club, if you do not have our app, if you are not allowing us to market directly to your smartphone everywhere you are in the United States or the world, if you're not allowing us to do that to you, then you can't have good pricing here.
That's wrong.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And hello, Roth's Fresh Markets. Oh, there's a plug for Roth's. I love Roth's.
Yeah.
Have you been into some? And I don't go to the Portland area much. I'm a Salemite through and through. Right. Yeah. I'm a Mid Valley guy. I don't drive to Portland in almost anything. You got to drive to Portland to see the Blazers.
That's it.
Right. But I'm a Mid Valley guy. So I don't know what the grocery chains are in the Portland metro market. But around here, I walked into Ross, West Salem, and there's a sushi bar. Right. And
nice.
People are having fried chicken and people are having sandwiches and people buying, you know, take home salads. And I mean, it's like, there was a word, they mashed a word together. It was kind of a combination store and, you know, restaurant, you mm-hmm. know. I can't remember what the smashed word was. And it's a meeting center, and it has a butcher, and it has a flowers, and it has, I mean, it just goes on and on. And I'm like, the offerings here are incredible. You know, you have...
Smart of them.
I was somewhere, and it's like, oh, then there's the salad bar. It's not just a salad. Then there's a wings bar in another location. And there's, you know, it goes on and on. I don't know. I don't know. To complete tangent. As long as I'm talking about groceries,
you may not leave.
That's right. Is there a cot? My friends can just meet my clients and friends. They can just
meet me there
at the meeting center and so forth. But voting with my wallet, and I'm like, I will not give you my money. And I like the liquor store. I'm sure they're going to stay in business, right? But I'm going to make a personal choice.
Sure.
It's just like our talk yesterday when I said, sometimes I'll vote a third party because I want to be counted as somebody who rejected the other two.
Sure.
Even though I know they're not going to win. I count that as being counted even though they're not going to be win. And people are like, oh, you're throwing away your vote.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm counted.
Yeah.
I put my ballot in. I enjoy that.
At least you voted.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite gas station you go to? You won't go to this gas station because the gas prices are a little higher than the other ones?
I'm one of those people that rarely looks at prices for gas.
Must be nice.
Yeah. And I know some people that drive, our famous people that will spend $3 to save 75 cents.
No.
They absolutely exist. I've told many of these stories from having been a gasoline retailer. So sometimes I go to people, stations where I know the owner.
Right? Oh, that's nice.
And I want to support them. And okay. So in that case, I try not to look at the price because I don't want to know if I'm being overcharged.
Sure.
If it's on my route, because to me, the time is more important than the 5 cents a gallon. So I'm not going to put an extra 10 or 20 minutes into my circulation of chores for the day to save a buck and a half, you know.
True.
Not going to do it.
I usually stop on my route to work and back.
So I like service. And frankly, in America, in gasoline, it's become commoditized. So it's just a commodity. It's all the same, to the point where I was just talking about this this morning with somebody else, that in America, we used to be attached to brands.
Right.
It was very, very strong brand loyalty. I buy Plymouths,
right?
I buy Buicks, whatever it is. And I'm a Mobil customer. I'm a Chevron customer, right? And I'm a Texaco. I go to the guy with the star,
right?
And Americans gave that up. And the oil executives, they were slow to catch on that they did not have the power they thought. They didn't have the brand loyalty that they used to have. So I don't usually. I do know a few things about gasoline.
Just a few.
I tend to buy from oil companies that are American oil companies that primarily buy or American oil.
Okay.
All right. So if you buy from ARCO, it's going to be oil from Alaska that came down in the Olympic pipeline. It was refined in Anacortes, Washington. That's American oil, American refinery pipeline down the Olympic pipeline.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And they're all, you know, they're all advertising now a standard of top tier gas.
Sure.
Has it. So that's ARCO. Royal Dutch Shell, and I used to sell Shell. They get more of their supply from the Middle East than some of the other carriers that we see.
Okay.
So that plays into it for some people. I like Chevron because it's a West Coast, you know, when they broke up Standard Oil, that was kind of a big West Coast name. And Chevron also refines on the West Coast and so forth.
I find them to be a little more
expensive,
overpriced.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're and that's the thing. What we have left is Chevron and Texaco, which is the same company. You're buying the same
gas. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Chevron, Texaco.
Okay.
They're maintaining two brands because of that brand loyalty, right? So they even have two sets of advertisings and all those things, but the same oil company.
It's got to be costly.
Yes. Well, ARCO.
That's why Chevron's more expensive. They charge for it.
ARCO is owned by British Petroleum.
Okay.
Yeah. And they at one time, there was speculation they would rebrand them all. And then for a while, it said ARCO, a BP company.
Right. I remember that.
Well, they took that off after the oil spill.
Yeah.
They didn't want to associate with BP anymore. So it's still owned by BP, but it's a British Petroleum company, owned company. Chevron and Texaco are the same company. And of course, Union 76, which owns a number of brands. They own, it's owned by Phillips 66 and so forth. I don't know what you asked me about that. Gasoline and, brand marketing. So they're brand marketers. They're not price marketers. They don't care. They want you to come because you believe in the quality of the gas. You believe in Techron in case, or Mobil One, or what's Shell's. They all have a proprietary mix of cleaners and additives and so forth. So they want you to come for quality, and they do not market on lowest price. So they've left that to the Fred Meyers and the Safeways and the Costcos of the world.
Right.
And, you know, to a certain extent, ARCO as well, right? And maybe some unbrandeds, but a long-winded answer, more than you wanted to know about gasoline. But I do shop with my pocket, but when it comes to, there's a station in South Salem. It was right on the way to the freeway, shall we say, in South Salem. I'll try not to out these people I'm complaining about, but
wow.
They were a pretty good station, major brand. You know, I don't have a problem. The service got worse and worse.
Really?
You know, somebody walks up to the car and gives you a nod, and they don't say hello. They don't say what. They may say, what can I get you? They don't say, you know, welcome, how can I help you today, or anything like just, you know, like,
wow.
You know, that kind of thing where, one, they're slow, and two, they don't care. And then I literally came and went and purchased product, and the person on the island never said a word to me.
Dang.
And you know what? I stopped going there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just an isolated. It wasn't just once. I'm not that much, because anybody can have a bad day, and
for
any
sure,
business
sure.
can be shorthanded one day. You got to give them some grace, folks, if you have a bad server somewhere, a bad service. But this was recurrent, and the service just took a major nosedive, and I started driving down the street. I just went, I'm sorry, but you are priced higher than three blocks down, and your service stinks, so I'm not coming back.
Yeah, that tends to do it. Now, is that why full service gas stations went bye-bye? Because we still have people pumping your gas here. Why are there not full service stations here?
Because people voted with their pocketbook.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's the argument. And this is a Brent. You asked Brent. So uh-huh. I'm going to tell you, people will say there's no options in other states for full service. And so it was taken. So don't tell us, don't try to sell us that self-serve is an option, because once you have it, they'll take away our full serve option. And my argument is, in other states, people voted with their wallets. And, you know, we already see it here in town where people, I could have, in some instances, especially when I owned an ARCO station, I could change the price 2 cents in the morning and it would drive the difference of 1,000 gallons that day.
Wow.
That's how immediate and that's price sensitive gasoline buyers are, enough of them. So when it was like 5 cents more for full serve, I even it got to 50 cents for more. For, people didn't buy it. They chose to pump their own. And that's why we don't see it in other states. I mean, frankly, the marketplace just said, no, it's not important to us enough as a consumers. There's not enough consumers for whom it is important to pay the extra. And that's why you see it kind of go by the wayside. So you don't see people with ties checking your tire gauge and your oil and what have you. Right, we're late on a break. We're going to take a break. More things to talk about the election. Hey,
yes,
I'm still waiting for you consumers to call in and join me so I don't just feel like a
Randy
complainer.
Lunatic.
503-393-1430. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on KYKN Salem's Listening.
Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. I'm Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne. We're talking about voting today. Everybody get your ballot in the drop sites and voting with your wallet and having your say as a consumer and some of the things that irk me. And I'm just wondering if I'm all alone.
You're not all alone.
I can't be.
I'm with you.
What about
every step of the way?
Oh, let me tell you one more story. And then I've got a question about surveys,
okay.
Surveys. But the other one I talked about earlier in the show is the cable company and Comcast. So they think they have a monopoly and so forth. So I was their customer, and we bought a new house, and I moved to the new house, the same time, same community.
Mm-hmm.
And this was way back. This is 1993.
Okay.
And they said, okay, yeah, we'll move your service over there, and I was just going to take my box and everything, and we're going to charge you $50 to turn on your service. I don't know if that's exactly the right number, but that's the number I remember.
It's
right?
Close. Yeah.
$50. And I said, no. And I was still, you know, relatively young back then.
Sure.
I guess an arrogant consumer. But I'm like, no, you're not going to charge me to remain your customer. Can you imagine?
Right.
I mean, where else do you go where someone well, I'll sell you this bag of balloons at the party store. But first, I'm going to charge you to become my customer. I'm like, I've been writing you a check every month for X number of years. And I'm saying I want to continue to write you a check every month. And you're saying I'm going to charge you $50?
Right.
Talk to the supervisor. Wouldn't they waive it? Didn't do it. I bought a satellite.
Good for you.
So my wife makes fun of me. She tells the story and to intend to make everybody laugh at me that I'm so obstinate, you know. But I'm like, I'm sorry. As your consumer and a customer, I will not let you charge me extra to remain your client.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. So for 15 years, I did not have Comcast. I went to the satellite, mini satellite.
Sure.
And I was very happy. Very happy there. Was it really worth it, Comcast? And how many people, if more of us, would vote with our wallet and with our money, they would get the idea. I ultimately had to go back for a period of time because where I lived, I could not utilize the satellite.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they never would have.
I'm in a situation where I had Frontier, loved Frontier. I was on the cutting edge of their Fios. As soon as it came into our neighborhood, I got it, and it was amazing. But then when we moved, oh, sorry, they don't have it in that section of the town. Well, they wanted to charge me to cancel it early. And I'm like,
under the contract.
Sorry, no.
But you're not offering.
No, they did waive it. But
nice.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Well, because I moved to a place that their service wasn't at, and they kind of felt bad that I couldn't be offered it. So then, when we moved again, guess what? Only Comcast is offered in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what?
Could be worse. It could be, you know, the telephone company, so.
Right. So I ended up staying with the direct, but I had to get Comcast for the internet. I couldn't get anybody else.
And the whole point of this, folks, is I'm encouraging you to be your own advocates as a consumer. I don't, And honestly, let me make something clear. I'm not one of those people that really likes beating people down for a bargain. It makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting special perks or asking for them, or I don't know. That's just my personality. I don't like asking to get more. When I travel, I actually purposely buy something to leave money behind because I want to.
Nice.
You know, I want to support a store where I'm at because I'm here and they're open and that kind of thing. And so I'm not a coupon cutter. I like getting the best value I can, but I'm not one of the people that's going to bitch and moan about the coffee wasn't hot enough or the salad dressing needed a wedge of lemon. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not me as a consumer, but it's absolutely me as a consumer to say, this is a value and this is an acceptable.
Right.
And so I'm encouraging you, listener, be an assertive advocate for what you want. It's your money. You worked hard for it. You only get to spend it after Uncle Sam takes their share.
Right.
Right, which is...
too much?
Boy, I'm not going to even get to this. I have a Brent Saves the World segment coming up.
You do?
I do. I don't know
next
if we're going to get it today. But
next segment.
Anyway, you only get so much money, and you worked hard for it. And, you know, get a value. Be an advocate. The same goes true, and this is entirely... We can do an entire show of medical advocacy. So as many people know, our son had cancer as a young boy, and we learned in a hurry to be an advocate because you were seeing a different person every 6 hours, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And you're the one who is watching. You're the one that knows your child, your illness, your body best. So I went through this with another family member. I said, oh, that doctor doesn't get it. Find a new doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You are the consumer of your health care, and because they have a white coat doesn't mean that they're the person you have to listen to, right? And so we absolutely need to be an advocate for our elderly parents and for our kids and for ourselves. So in the case I was referring to, the message was somebody has a solution to this. If that person doesn't have it, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Find another doctor, find another provider, find another specialist, whatever it is, but move on. You just don't take what they have to say. Oh, I guess this is what we have to do. Or I guess this is the medicine I'm stuck with.
No, you know, it's second, third, fourth opinion if you need it. I had to do that with my wife.
So, be advocates for yourself, right? So, same thing when it comes to being a consumer.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we're not getting calls on, somebody wants to complain. And I don't view myself as a complainer as much as you guys hear what I have to complain about here on Newsmakers. But anyway, that's the case.
This is the only time he's complaining, by the way.
Yeah, the rest of the day I'm all
the rest of the
rainbows.
Day he is Mr. Rainbow.
Rainbows and unicorns. Chuck Lee and Danielle Bethel is the race, I think, to watch in the school board. It's going to completely change the dynamic should Danielle come in as a new person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things about the demographic that are different. I think Danielle has put herself out there to say, I'm a parent advocate, right?
Right.
She's a woman, and Chuck's a man, and she is born in a different decade. And then Chuck, so you have an age difference, you have a gender difference. She has kids in school, and Chuck does not.
Mm-hmm.
Although Chuck's been in education his whole life, and Danielle has not. So really interesting dynamic. That race is really interesting. I think they both have something of value to offer in perspective on for the school board. So that one's really interesting. And again, we talked about it the last session. Go to Marion County's website, Polk County's website. If you can hear this voice, it's something that you are voting on that that's going to be of material value to you on one of these elections.
Looks like we have a caller. We'll take it after the break.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll bring back with a caller. And maybe somebody else. There's another consumer that wants to tell us how to vote with your pocketbook. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, and this is 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly sponsored by Hamlin's Nursery. Well, Brent, you asked it. We have a caller.
We've had a couple. We have somebody who wants to talk to us. We've also had a couple people not come on the air. Somebody who agreed with the gas station comments.
Yeah.
Appreciated that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it sounds just like me. I like that one. And of course, the location thing too. We had another caller, but we've got Deborah on the line, right? Yes. Now let's talk to Deborah. What do you think, Deborah?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't want you to be thinking you were the only one that voted with your wallet.
Thank you.
So I thought I better call in. I understood you to say you owned ARCO stations.
I did.
Is that correct?
Yes.
We used to go to ARCO all the time, and we quit going to ARCO because they charged more if you didn't use cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone to using our debit cards mostly for gas. And so when they changed that and started charging at most of the stations and charging you more, we quit going there. And I haven't been back unless I have cash in my wallet and am in a hurry or something. Otherwise, I go to a couple of the other gas stations in town. And
hey, Deborah, they've changed that now, though.
Have they?
Yeah, they accept credit cards now, and they don't charge extra for it.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Almost everybody does.
Some of them, but a lot of them don't.
I think, Deborah, you were experiencing that debit card thing. They were charging you 25 to 50 cents to use your debit card, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And which ended up with a big class action lawsuit and so forth. But ARCO considered itself for a long time a cash-only brand. But they did offer that they thought they were giving you the convenience of, you know, using your debit card, but they were charging you.
Yeah.
But now, look at the signs carefully, because a lot of them now, and all the majors that I see, there's a cash price and there's a credit card price, and they're about 10 cents different now.
Oh, are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've noticed that on like 76 stations especially.
I've seen it in Shell. I've seen it in Chevron.
Yeah.
You know, cash price, credit price, which is something the industry played with for a long time.
And see, we go where you wouldn't probably, and wind up at Fred Meyer or Costco. And,
I go there. Brent may not. I do though.
Okay. Yeah. Because I, my dad was a big Texaco person, and then things went so high and changed, and we went to ARCO when we moved to Oregon, and I loved ARCO, but I'll have to start watching and see, because I just use my card most of the time, so that's one of the things. And did I understand you to say that you do go to Roth's, or you don't like Roth's as a grocery store?
I love Roth's.
He'd live there if he could.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad, because my son is their iTech guy, and I want him to keep his job.
Yeah.
The more people that go, the better.
Not only has the family done remarkable things in the Mid-Valley over the years, it's just so Mid-Valley oriented. And you walk in, you know you're in some place different.
Absolutely.
And the offerings are great. Yeah,
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. So we did get a few calls. Somebody agreed with the location thing, and they don't need to know where you are.
No,
and
they don't.
The apps that are not related, like maybe it's a sports app. You don't need to know where I am to give me the Blazer score.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that. And I tell everybody, no matter how you feel about Snowden, what's his first name? The traitor. You should see the movie. The movie, you'd think with its director and that being Hollywood, it was going to be really leftist. And you know, it gets his speeches in about why he did what he did kind of thing, and it doesn't justify it necessarily, but you understand it more. But my wife and I really looked at that and thought, oh, we had no idea how broad that mining was in terms of who they were keeping track of calling whom and saying what.
Yeah, right.
It was scary. And one thing I liked about the movie, which I'm sure you can rant and whatever, was that they didn't let Obama off the hook, and they didn't let Hillary off the hook.
Yeah,
it was clear that Hillary knew what was going on after the Bush administration. Hillary knew what was going on, and Obama knew what was going on, and they didn't stop it either. Nothing really changed. They kept doing this data mining and spying on Americans.
Right.
On your phone calls, and you better not say the wrong word because something's going to pick it up. It's
a
weird
flag.
And there was anyway. So I'm a little sensitive in terms of you don't need to know where I am. You know, and in America, we should not have to. We can walk down the street and not have to carry our papers. This is not Nazi Germany.
You can't
be handed. You're not forced to carry your ID, right?
And if you watch any programs like FBI, there's 50 cameras that caught you walking on the street anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right. So one other thing. We're talking about the surveys as well. And remember, folks, in case you're just tuning in, it is Election Day. If the ballot is sitting there on the seat of your car, if it's on your kitchen table, if it's on your in pile at work, pick it up and get your body.
You have until 8 o'clock tonight.
So I use this auto body shop. I've used them for years. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Really like them. Great guys. Do great work. I'm not going anywhere else. So I had them do some work a few months ago. And then I get an email. Would you please, you know, rate us? Would you do our survey? Would you do our review? After about two or three of those, you know, and then I'm getting texts. Oh, you haven't reviewed us yet. You haven't done our survey yet. You haven't. Yep. Please give us a review.
Reply back. Stop.
So yes, I've done that, but I didn't know if it was automated or what it was.
It would
and
stop.
It said it was coming from the owner of the business that I know. So I texted, stop asking me for a review. I was in a bad mood, apparently. Like, stop asking me. It makes me want to not come back.
Right.
Like, stop it. You can't even go. You can't even get some fast food without getting, oh, please take our survey.
Mm-hmm.
You might win a taco. Right.
Right.
Or you go to the home improvement stores. Please take our survey. You might win a gift card. And you fill this in and then you can do this. It was like, I don't have time in the day, folks, to review every single thing I buy and every
and
single thing
you
transaction
do.
I have.
Well, how about seeing the doctor? Every time I see the doctor, I get an email. Hey, you recently went to the doctor. How did he do? And I'm like, really?
Have we come to a situation where we have, and we're asking for, and we have too much information? If you Google your doctor, folks, have you tried this? Google your doctor. Say you go to X and Y's clinic. The first like 10 are they're all referral sites. They're all referral sites. They're not the doctor's website, typically.
No, that's true.
Typically, it's, you know, VisionD and Doctor
like
Finder
an
and blah, blah, blah. And they're all, and then what they make their money, you know, getting information to people with reviews, with scores. And then you can click them and sometimes they want you to pay. And that will relay you to, I'm like, I just want the website for the XYZ clinic that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's impossible to find because there's so much information and these reviews and these surveys. They're driving me crazy. A lot of venting out today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about taxation. Tomorrow we're going to have a CPA here. I don't think he's going to give advice over the airs, but maybe we'll take a couple of callers. Find out what was the effect on the Trump tax bill. We're going to maybe we'll have a little bit of time to talk about the election results. If not, we'll take that to Thursday and find out if Polk County has passed its public safety bond and who our school board members are and so forth. So a lot of things to talk about over the rest of the week. I appreciate you being here with Brent and Dave. Stay tuned tomorrow and we'll learn a little bit more about where our money goes. And how much of it we get to keep, and whether the Trump tax bill actually benefited the average American. And most importantly, I want you all to know whether or not you need to spend some money to have somebody prepare your taxes. For whom is it beneficial? For whom is it not?
Oh, well.
Right?
It should be good.
Yeah, that is really important. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on KYKN, Salem's Listening.
See you tomorrow.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.